Alright, folks, welcome back to Fortitude First. Your daily dose of stoic wisdom, served up with a side of real talk and a sprinkle of humor. I'm your host, Brandon Cole, and today we're diving into something that feels more important than ever in this crazy world, developing a daily practice for improved mental clarity. Ever feel like your mind is a hamster wheel spinning non-stop with thoughts to DOS, worries? You know that feeling when you just can't seem to focus on anything, let alone get things done? Yeah, I've been there too, believe me. But here's the good news. Stoicism has some seriously powerful tools for taming that mental chaos and achieving a sense of calm clarity. Think of it like this, your mind is like a muscle, right? The more you exercise it with intention and focus, the stronger it gets. A daily practice is all about training your mind to be sharp, focused, and resilient. So, what are these Stoic superpowers for mental clarity? First up, we've got mindfulness. This isn't just some hippy-dippy trend, folks. It's about actively paying attention to the present moment, without judgment. Think of it like this, you're on a walk, and you notice the warmth of the sun on your skin, the sound of birds chirping, the smell of fresh air. You're not thinking about yesterday or worrying about tomorrow, just experiencing right now. Start with just 5 minutes a day, focusing on your breath, your senses, it makes a world of difference. Next, we have journaling. It might seem old school, but trust me, this is a game changer. Writing down your thoughts and feelings helps process them, clear your headspace, and gain perspective. You don't need to be Hemingway or anything, just jot down whatever comes to mind. It could be about your day, a challenge you're facing, even just random thoughts that are swirling around. Then there's cognitive reframing. This is all about challenging those negative thought patterns that can cloud your judgment and steal your joy. When you find yourself thinking, I can't do this, try flipping it to this will be tough, but I'm up for the challenge. It's like training your brain to see the positive possibilities instead of dwelling on the negatives. Remember that Stoic principle of dichotomy of control. It means focusing your energy on what you can control, your thoughts, your actions, your reactions, and letting go of what you can't control, external events, other people's opinions. This helps you avoid getting bogged down in things outside your sphere of influence and keeps your mind clear. And finally, we have the power of discretion. It's about making conscious choices about how you spend your time and energy. Think about it, what truly matters to you? What activities bring you joy, inspire you, or help you grow? Make space for those things in your daily routine. Now, let's talk about a real-life scenario. Imagine this. You're at work, surrounded by deadlines, emails piling up, and that never-ending to-do list just keeps growing. You start feeling overwhelmed, anxious, and your mind races with thoughts of I can't handle this. That's when you need to step back and apply what we've talked about. Take a few deep breaths, practice mindfulness, notice the sensations in your body, the sounds around you. Reframe those negative thoughts. Instead of I can't handle this, try this is challenging, but I'm capable of tackling it one step at a time. Prioritize your tasks, focus on what you can control, and delegate or postpone anything that isn't essential. See? Stoicism isn't about being some emotionless robot, it's about developing mental strength and resilience to navigate life's challenges with grace and clarity. Remember, folks, consistency is key. Start small, build gradually, and you'll be amazed at the difference a daily practice can make in your overall well-being. So go out there, sharpen that mind, and conquer your day. And don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a dose of Stoic wisdom. See you tomorrow for another Fortitude First.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.